She continues to fill today. Raphael's name also appears in another Dead Sea Scroll writing, the Book of Enoch, in which his role upon earth is described as being one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of men. In the Book of Enoch, the Lord charges Raphael with the task of healing the earth of the mess made by some fallen angels and giants, by binding and casting out a demon, and helping all of the children, and saving the world from corruption. Archangel Raphael is still focused on this mission today. I frequently get letters from people who are surprised that angels help humanity. They seem astonished or even doubtful that famous angels such as Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel would help the average person, especially in modern times. "Aren't these angels from the Bible?" they write to me. Well, yes, and they continue to help us thousands of years later. You see, angels are God's messengers sent to earth to enact the Creator's plan of peace for everyone. To create this experience upon earth, we need a planet full of peaceful people, which includes you and me and everyone. So the angels' mission is to do what's ever necessary to help us all to be at peace. Since health issues can interfere with this feeling of peace, it's natural that God would enlist Archangel Raphael to bring about wellness to people everywhere. Now, you needn't be special or, quote, chosen, religious, or even a good person in particular in order to receive the angels' healing help. The angels assist everyone because they love everyone, and because it's God's will for everyone to be at peace. Every person has guardian angels with them at all times. These celestial beings are egoless helpers, guides, and protectors. You also have at least one departed loved one watching over you right now. While your friends and relatives in heaven aren't technically angels, since they still have human egos, they can perform angel-like feats. They also work in conjunction with your guardian angels when you're in need. The term archangel is derived from the Greek phrase, the greatest messenger of God. Arch means the first or the greatest, and angel, of course, means the messenger of God. So you put them together, the greatest or the first messenger of God. Archangels are larger, more powerful, and also more specialized than guardian angels. Spiritual texts have described dozens of archangels, although most major religions narrow this list down to 4 or 7 archangels. And Raphael always makes the list of top archangels, along with Michael, the protector angel, and Gabriel, the messenger angel. Since archangels have no egos or physical bodies, they're completely unlimited beings. This means that they can be with countless people simultaneously, having personalized interactions with everyone who calls for help. For this reason, please don't worry that you're bothering the angels by calling upon them. I must emphasize also that we are not worshiping or praying to angels. We give all glory to God, who is the creator of the angels and of you and me. However, the angels and archangels are palpable conduits of connecting with the Creator. God created angels as intercessors so that we'd work with them to create peace on earth. And sometimes people ask me, now why should I talk to angels when I can just as easily talk with God? And this is an excellent question. So I prayed about it for a long time until I received an answer that brought me peace. And that is, if you can clearly hear the voice of God and feel an unfettered connection to God, then that is who you should talk to. However, many people become so upset during health crises or other...